Ken Watmore, your host of Power Players Radio, the radio ministry of 1615.tv. Thanks for joining us. It's Sunday and it's 5 o'clock. That means it's time for the Featured Artist Profile. This is a great show. Show where we get an opportunity to listen to a CD cover to cover, some of the hottest Christian music from around the globe. Well, this week on the Featured Artist Profile, we have Brandon Heath. And, you know, the interview comes from a time we did a toy drive with K-Love, with Brandon Heath, and with the Denver Rescue Mission. He did a concert for them, and we got a chance to interview him after the show. I think you're really going to enjoy the interview, and I know you'll love the music. Great stuff, and thanks for joining us here on the Featured Artist Profile this week with Brandon Heath. PowerPlayersRadio.com. We're backstage at Brandon Heath's concert here with K-Love, Denver Rescue Mission at Crossroads Church. Brandon, thanks for joining me on the show.
Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you taking the time right after the show. I know you got a lot of people out there waiting for you. I want to take a little time to talk to you about how you got started, you know, and what made you maybe get to the popularity in Christian music that you're at now. There's got to be a point where you go from being just a guy who's playing music, you know, certainly honoring the Lord, glorifying the Lord with your music, but where somebody recognizes you and says, hey man, you know, I got a deal for you. Where did that start for you?
Well, I started as a songwriter right out of college in 03, and I've been writing songs before that, but in the music business, you know, right out of college, I had a couple of friends, Bebo Norman and Ed Cash, who just encouraged me to be a writer. And so Bebo cut a couple of my songs, and I got a pub deal out of that and started writing with other people. And honestly, all I ever wanted to do was to be a songwriter. And because being an artist, you have to be gone a lot, and I'm a homebody. I don't love being gone, and or I didn't at the time. So that was really a stretch for me, thinking about me being an artist. But I wasn't getting a lot of cuts, to be honest with you. Not a lot of people were recording my songs. So I had this arsenal of songs. I was like, man, people need to hear these songs. And so I have a producer friend who encouraged me and said, hey, I'll record you. We'll do it for a limited budget. And I think I could get you a record deal pretty easily. And so with that, you know, the faith of him and of some other people, we made the record and we got a record deal. And so it happened quickly, but I'm 30. I mean, I'm a new artist, but I'm 30. So it took me a long time to kind of figure out that I wanted to get started in this sort of thing. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I don't think it's ever really too late, but not to say that 30 is old by any means. But I think for me, it was a timing issue, but it was also having the right songs. And so I think, you know, God called me into this, but he knew that I needed to be armed with the right armor. And those songs are what I go out with, and that's my message. You know, I'm not a great speaker. I mean, I can speak, but, you know, I think if anything, I'm a storyteller, and that's what I love to do, and I think that's what I do best. And so I want to use those talents to glorify him. That's why I do Christian music. Even though a lot of my influences were outside of Christian music, the story that's happening in my life now with God is more inspiring to me than anything else. And so that's why I'm doing it, and I think that's why it's working so well.
Right on. Let me ask you this: Did you grow up in a Christian home? I mean, where's a little, maybe a brief version of how Brandon Heath came to know the Lord? I heard you talking in the concert about how you've been a believer for 13 years.
Yeah.
But you really felt like you just started to get into the Word.
Yeah.
Is there a point where you felt like you were just kind of going through the motions, and then you just really discovered what the love of Christ really meant? I mean, where was that point for you when it kind of changed and got you to dig in a little bit?
Well, the love of Christ has always been something that compels me to be a better person. And not just a better person in like a, you know, some kind of motivational speaker way, but a person that reflects the life of Jesus better. So that's never been... I became a Christian when I was 16, by the way. And since then, I've always had a desire to know more about Jesus, but it started with forgiveness for me. And I harbored a lot of hard feelings for some people in my past. And I think I got that from the bad habits of people like my parents. And not to say that my parents were bad, it's just It's how they grew up. It's what they were taught, you know. And they didn't grow up in the church. My mom did, but my mom and my dad did not. They did not take me to church after, you know, when they were adults. And so I didn't grow up in the church, and that was kind of a new concept to me, to forgive somebody who didn't necessarily deserve forgiveness. So I had to forgive some people. And once I got that off my chest, and even that song that I wrote, I'm Not Who I was one of the final people that I needed to forgive in my life. Once I had that off, I mean, I discovered this freedom and kind of this new way to live. And it's without regret, and it's without blame. And so that right there was the transforming power, I think, that Christ gave me and made me want to seek more of the Word. Because that's where Jesus's life is written, and if I want to be more like him, then that's where I'm going to find it. So that's kind of where it started for me, but where it is now, it's living that out and going and caring for other people. And so when I write songs, they're songs that are convicting to myself. They're my own accountability, if you will. Like, if I'm going to write it, I have to live it. And so you know, it's, you know, this job has been a great thing for me, because it has put me in front of people, but people are watching me, and so is God. And so I really want to do it right. You know, I want to live a life that's noteworthy, as my mentor says. And that's kind of where I am now.
You know, you had mentioned your parents. Are your parents alive?
Yeah.
What do your parents see now? I mean, watching you grow up from 16, you come to know the Lord. They're now a church-going family. So where do your parents see the changes, and has it impacted their lives?
Yeah, absolutely. Both my parents go to church now. They're both Christians.
Awesome.
They are divorced. They're both remarried. But, you know, I think that God can plant a seed through a kid like he did me. That's why I've been so involved in ministries like Young Life and other mentoring-type ministries. I became a Christian through Young Life. So for me, they're awesome. Yeah. So that's something that I've poured my life into and will continue to pour my life into. As far as my parents, you know, they're seeing how I forgive other people, and they're finally, even this, like in the last 5 months, are starting to forgive some really old, you know, old wounds and people that they've had grudges against. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
So what's next for Brandon Heath? I mean, you got another album coming out.
Well, not really. I just had a new one come out called What If We. It came out in September. And
yeah.
So I won't have another record out until probably 2010.
When you got something going along with that. Now, I looked at your website, and people can go check that out.
Yeah.
But you've got the What If We videos that you're doing.
Yeah.
I checked that out. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I just decided to go I'm kind of a spontaneous person, but we came up with a few little, you know, fun things that we could do, because everybody loves YouTube. And like, what if we learn how to break dance is one of them. And, you know, one is what if we bought somebody coffee behind us, you know, just little random things that, honestly, I did those on my birthday. We recorded those on my birthday, and I can't think of a better way to spend my birthday than giving to other people. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
So what's on the docket now? And I'm going to ask you about one more thing that I know about.
Okay.
And many people might not know about. But first, what's coming up for you?
Well, let's see. I go on tour starting in January with Toby Mac and a bunch of great artists on this tour called Winter Jam. Cool. Actually started by New Song. So the guys in New Song are playing with me in the band. It's going to be great. Doing that through March, and then we join up with Third Day, March, April, May. On tour with them, and it's going to be a busy spring, and then touring season comes, and man, it's been actually really fun to plan ahead and see where I'm going from here.
You giving yourself plenty of break time?
I'm trying to.
Yeah.
This December, which is what month we're in right now, I really wanted to take off, but man, so many awesome, not necessarily music opportunities, but other opportunities are coming up. So Yeah, it's disciplined to take time off, but I think that this season is supposed to be me just going after it. And so that's what I feel like I'm doing.
That's great, man. And I know you got to get out there. Just a couple more things. One is this, that I know you've been involved in this project called Billy, the Early Years.
Yeah.
This film about Billy Graham and the early years of his life. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Because I know you just attended this premiere not long ago.
Yeah, Billy is somebody that I've looked up to for a long, long time. Yeah. In fact, my mom was saved again at a Billy crusade.
That's cool.
For me, he's an icon when it comes to evangelists, and he's an example, but he's a humble orator, and he just, the way that he delivers the gospel and a message is of a pure place, and that's the kind of person that I want to be as well. So I've modeled kind of my style after Billy. But I got to sing this song on the soundtrack called Heavenly Day, written by one of my songwriting heroes. Also recorded that song on my birthday. It was a good birthday this year. It's a song written by Patty Griffin called Heavenly Day. You can find it on iTunes or you can hear it on my MySpace. But it was one of the thrills of my life to be involved in that film.
Awesome. And then finally, any significant stories along the way here? Popularity has really increased over the last couple of years now. You know, on tour, concerts, things that you do, any stories that stick out particularly with you?
Huh. I always tell myself to make a mental note of something that happens. I have more stories about like when I'm traveling than I do about shows. But, I'll never get used to people come up to me after and saying, you know, how a song helped them in a tough time. You know, for some reason, my songs help people in tough times. They tell me about them, and it's a really rewarding thing to know that you're making a difference. You know what I'm saying? I think anybody wants to feel as though they're making a difference, whether it be in a small way or a big way. So for this season now, I just enjoy that time with people after, and I hope that I never get jaded of that, you know, because I know people can.
Yeah. Brandon Heath on Power Players Radio, appreciate your time. Thanks so much for sitting back here with us a little bit.
Thanks for having me.